Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The frigid weather brings with it concern for those who are most susceptible to the elements, as well as concerns over public transportation and other services. Joining us now to discuss Boston's response to the cold is Mayor Marty Walsh. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. So let me start with this. Vulnerable people often become more vulnerable in extreme cold snaps. What's the city doing to check in on those at risk?
They do. First of all, we're asking neighbors to check on any elderly or disabled that you might be neighbors of. Check with them. Just check in on them, make sure they're okay, make sure their heat's working, make sure they have food, their proper food. And if people go out, make sure that they dress in layers and they dress warm. You don't want any exposed skin out in this. It's very quickly to get frostbite. About half hour of exposure will give you frostbite or hypothermia. So we're asking people to keep an eye on your neighbors. Also, if you're out there and you see homeless folks out there that seem disoriented or underdressed, we're asking you to call 911. We've been out all night trying to encourage people to come into shelter. We've added capacity in our shelters as well as other shelters in the city. Last night, we had about 1,600 guests living in our shelters last night just to get them off the street. Not everyone wants to come in, but we want to make sure they do come in. Try and get them to come in.
Now, Mayor, this is, of course, not the first time Boston's seen a cold snap, although maybe not this cold for this long. What have you learned from previous experiences that you're applying now?
Well, we're making sure that we have our hotline set up in the city. So if somebody lives in an apartment or has a property manager and people are unresponsive, we're asking you to call 311 because we want to stay ahead of the situations and make sure that, you know, pipes don't break because that just causes more problems. We want to make sure heating systems are working. We want to make sure the carbon monoxide detectors are working in people's home properly as well, because this is a time where all of that comes into play to make sure that people are safe during this type of cold weather. A lot of people stay in. They don't go outside. We're asking people to be very careful as you proceed here in the next few days.
Any concerns ahead of first night?
No, you know, I think our biggest concern is making sure that people are safe, making sure that we don't have people frostbite and we don't have homeless folks out in the street. We have a good security plan for first night in the city of Boston. You know, we really start preparing the next day after first night. So we will have a good presence of law enforcement out in the streets. But we're asking you to dress warm because the cold is adding a little extra concern here this year. In the past, you know, we don't have it. Sometimes we worry about the ice sculptures not being melting away because we get balmy weather. But this year we will not have that. So as you're enjoying the night, make sure you take care of yourself as well.
I know you've canceled school in the past for extreme cold. January 2015, when wind chills were, I believe, about 20 below zero. Obviously too early to say now, but is that something that you may consider again next week with this cold snap expected to last beyond? Yeah, go for it.
If it continues, you know, where it's very, very low weather with wind, we might do that. We did it a couple of years ago because of the fact that it was so cold out there and we had kids waiting at bus stops and we didn't want that. You know, it's really a call we'll make as we get closer. I'm not sure what the forecast is for next week. Kids go back to school on the 3rd. So I'll make sure they're safe. I mean, I'd rather be safe than sorry. And you know, some of the kids standing out in weather like that, it's too cold for them. But as of right now, school's going to be on. We're not going to cancel school.
All right, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, thanks for joining us here at WBUR.
Thank you very much.